Five, four, three, two, one, fire.
You're listening to StMichaelsPod.com. We have taken over control of your iPod or other MP3 listening device. Resistance is futile at this point. God's message will not self-destruct, whether you choose to accept his mission or not. At this time, we recommend that you relax, let go, and let God.
StMichaelsPod.com. This is your host, Michael Barone. Always have a reason for the hope that is in you. Here's a thought on getting older. I'm getting fuzzier on the details of my life. That is, I'm getting fuzzier vision and my senses are all becoming dull. My wife has to repeat herself more often, which she claims is selective hearing on my part, and she might be right because my hearing tests all came back just fine. But I'm talking about everything getting blurred in one way or another. See if you can relate. I think of when I was younger and I was so set on my plans for life. I think about the sacrifices I made in order to follow my dreams and indulge my passions. Somehow, I don't have that drive anymore. I'm constantly amazed at how hard it is to concentrate on anything for long periods of time, and I can't believe the details I miss in normal everyday conversations, simple tasks, and in trying to set that annoying clock on my VCR. I can, at 44 years of age, chalk up a lot of this to getting older and slowly getting duller. In a way, I think it's a natural progression. Or did I say that already? See what I mean? Here's what scares me, though. I think I'm getting better spiritually until I try to focus on the last time I really knew I was getting better spiritually. The two are not the same. I am generally doing more outward things which would depict a man living a life of holiness, but I'm not so sure that I'm even personally involved in a lot of these things. For instance, I'm going to the sacrament of confession quite a bit more than when I was younger, but I'm not so sure I'm actually as sorry as I used to be for sinning. Now don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure that I have at least imperfect contrition, you know, the fear of just punishments for my sins, and that that's enough for me to ask Christ to help me in my confessions to have perfect contrition, or the fear of offending God because he loves me so much that I in turn want to return that love unblemished with sin. But all that theological hair-splitting aside, I'm not sure how I feel about any of it anymore. It's like I keep forgetting that I've made a firm commitment to amend my ways and avoid even the near occasions of sin. I don't say any of this in a bragging way. Actually, it's much more to my shame, and I'm admitting this to myself and you, my listeners, through this podcast. But at least this way, you can know that I need prayers as much as the next guy, and hopefully through Christian love, you might offer up a few for me. I was thinking as I was driving home tonight that I might be a Pharisee of sorts. You know, outside my situation looks pretty good, but inside, where God sees and where he's most concerned about me, I might just be rotting away. I hope not, but I have to admit the distinct possibility. I've had a kind of prayer going through my head for a few years now. It gets louder when I'm threatened by my aging body and at times of news of great natural disasters, tsunamis, floods, hurricanes, and the like, or when people around me get hurt or die. I'm always a little shocked as I read the email of a person who, just like me, has been cruising along in life and one day is just gone. This very thing happened in two internet circles to which I belong. This prayer comes to me as I'm riding home on a thin lining of snow or ice in a car that has no weight to it and a propensity to spin out on turns, even when I'm traveling at or below the speed limit. The prayer I hear echoing around in my brain is something along the lines of this: Lord, please have mercy on me, a sinner. If I should find myself standing before you suddenly, on the other side of that blink of an eye that St. Paul calls death, please save me. Now I want to ask Jesus to claim me as his own whenever it is that I get called home, whether it's soon or many years from now. I continue with the prayer. Please know me, Lord, and claim me as your own. Wash me in your precious blood. Please forgive my sins. Then I usually end up thinking about all the ways I've failed in my life, from the very big sins all the way to the irreverent comment I may have just said just to get a laugh from some coworkers or people that I know. The dangerous thing is that I can pray this prayer at times with all the attention I give to answering the question, Hey, do you want paper or plastic with that? I get fuzzy, you know? Half the time I'm saying it without even thinking about it. It's not that I don't want to give God my full attention. It's just that I don't seem to be in possession of it anymore in order to make a gift of it to Him. Does that make sense to any of you? As I mentioned, one of the people in my email groups posted a message about 12 days ago. He was gone the next day. He was, I'm told, a bi-weekly Eucharistic adorer at his parish, and his girlfriend let us know that he had just decided to become a daily communicant the week he died. I had another acquaintance write to me about some plans we were making to create a walking pilgrimage for teens to a shrine of Our Lady of Consolation in Cary, Ohio. Within a day or two of his posting the email to me, he was involved in a terrible accident in which the other occupant of the car was killed, and he was injured pretty badly. I don't know. I also don't want to test God or tempt fate here by posting this podcast, in that it is the perfect time for irony should something happen to me shortly after I podcast this. I've thought many times of speaking about these things, but I usually don't follow through due to a low-grade fear that I'm just asking for trouble by doing it. By the way, I'm not. I'm just being more open than usual about my thought process. I remember when Princess Diana died. Her brother basically told the folks at her funeral and those of us watching all over the world on TV not to canonize her right away because she was a normal mortal just like the rest of us. At least I think that was his message. Please forgive the fuzzy memory. If that's not what he said about her, then maybe it was what I was thinking about myself at the time. I always tell my wife, if I'm taken suddenly, to pray like crazy for me and to get everyone I know to do the same. My outward life is too deceptive compared to my real walk with Christ. This is not to say I'm so bad and woe is me, beat me with a rake, and so on and so on. It's just to beg you to understand that we all put on a front. We all do things that look good when our hearts are not in them. I don't want to be this way, a clanging gong or noisy cymbal, but I'm trying to be honest enough about it to effect a change in my life. I'm spiritually envious of others who seem oblivious to the gravity of life. I feel like I know so much about God, or at least about the structure of our holy Catholic faith, yet the words of Scripture, "To him whom much is given, much will be expected," haunt me. I'm sticking with what I know rather than what I feel. It just makes it harder to be giddy at times in life when I know I should be. Feelings can deceive you, so I won't go there. But I know that even this dryness I'm experiencing is a gift from God. But that doesn't make it any more pleasant in reality. I heard some interesting things about Mother Teresa of Calcutta and how she was experiencing spiritual dryness for the last 40 years of her life. Certainly she seemed joyful enough to us as we saw her in various TV clips and on certain documentaries. Yet I'm told she was in a desert of sorts until she actually started getting close to her death. Then apparently she became almost, I think it was described as bubbly, by the priest who knew her. As she neared the door to heaven, she was shedding the weight of this life and already starting to live in her reward. I'm nowhere near Mother T. I mean, there's no comparison. But I'm hoping I live long enough to undo some of the things I've done and to get clear of this slothful mentality of so easily slipping in and out of, you know, fuzziness. Anyway, someday, whenever it comes, if you should hear that God called me home, please pray hard for me, not in the way I'm doing it with my mind and on so many other things. Please do all the old classic things, rosaries, masses, plenary indulgences, etc., because I'm afraid my outside life may look pretty holy, and I want to be honest and tell you that I'm probably more in need of God's mercy than most of you. In the meantime, I'm going to try to be better. I'm not only going to try to make myself do more things that I should be doing during this Advent season, but I'm going to try to complain less about them as I do them. I'm also going to try to engage myself in doing them instead of just going through the motions. But if you get a few seconds away from all the hustle and bustle of this life, and you remember this podcast, say a Hail Mary or an Our Father for folks like me who may be getting too fuzzy to remember that they should be doing it for themselves. I guess the reason that I have for the hope that is in me is that I believe God is merciful and accepts all my flailing attempts at holiness as only a good father would. I hope my hope is your hope as well. In the meantime, have a great Advent, a Merry Christmas, and peace in Christ through Mary. I am Michael Barone of StMichaelsPod.com saying to you, let prayer be your firewall. This and all other podcasts posted on stmichaelspod.com are the property of Michael A. Barone and may not be used in any form without written permission. To do so would be a violation of all applicable copyright laws.